We have this massive task ahead of us, building 20,000 units of affordable housing in the next 10 years. That's according to the city's Affordable Housing Attack Plan. Seattle wants private developers to help make that a reality, and so officials have offered them what's being called a grand bargain. Tiara Jinka works at Rudy's Barbershop on Capitol Hill, but she lives 20 miles south in Normandy Park. It's far from the ideal living situation.
I have two kids, and I haven't been able to separate from their dad because I can't afford my own place.
Her cousin, Tiana Jordan, drove down from Shoreline to meet her on Broadway.
The only thing that's affordable is things that are far away. I love to come downtown, and I love to be in Seattle, and if I had the option, I would definitely live over here, but I don't. It's definitely not an option because the things are so expensive.
There's a lot of new apartment buildings being built here, but cousins Jinka and Jordan can't afford them, and there isn't enough affordable housing being built to help everyone who needs it. So the city might require for-profit developers to help build affordable housing. It might require them to build affordable units in every apartment building, at least in the kind of dense neighborhoods planners call urban villages. The idea is that if you make builders put affordable apartments in every building, you'll have low-income families living where the jobs are, where the buses are. But the proposal has some developers upset. The city has tried to ease their pain by letting them build bigger, taller buildings. But for some developers, especially smaller developers, the city's offer isn't good enough.
It's not enough.
Scott Shapiro is a developer. He's standing on a piece of property he's developing next. It's right across the street from the Capitol Hill light rail station. The zoning here lets Shapiro build 44 feet tall. That's about five stories, including a basement.
Sites like this should be zoned, 85 feet, 125 feet, maybe 180 feet, whatever. I mean, you go to other major cities around the country, around the world, and sites like this, close proximity to an underground train system, would have much higher zoning.
If Shapiro were allowed to build that high, he says it'd be easy to absorb the cost of a few affordable apartments. But that's not what the city's offering. It's offering to let him build six stories instead of five. Shapiro says just giving him one extra floor, it's not a good deal for him, because there's something major that happens when a building goes from five stories to six stories. It gets a lot more expensive. The building code only lets you build five stories out of wood. Wood is cheap. If you want to build six, you have to build the first level out of concrete.
It's a much more intense process. There's multi-ton cement trucks that drive in with the huge tires and guys that are trained to lay cement within a certain time frame before it cures.
Shapiro says the income from the affordable units won't pay for all that concrete work.
So to make up for that cost, I would have to charge more for the other units that I'm doing.
This particular property is grandfathered in under the old rules, and he'll still be able to get out of his obligation to build affordable housing on his newer properties by paying a fee. But the city plans to set the fee high enough that most developers will just suck it up and build the affordable units. Seattle isn't the first place to ask this of private developers. From Cambridge, Massachusetts to Boulder, Colorado, cities have been giving away extra density and requiring affordable housing for years. The very first program to try it was in Montgomery County, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C. The year was 1973, and Montgomery County was booming.
Building was very rapid, prices were very high.
Royce Hansen was on the planning board when the county implemented a new law requiring builders to set aside around 12% of their homes for families on limited incomes.
There was bitter opposition to it initially from the builders.
But after a while,
it became routine. Generally, when developers know what they have to do, and it's pretty clear that they're going to have to do it, they can figure out a way to do it.
Hansen has been in and out of local government in Montgomery County for over four decades. Over that time, he's seen the program change his community.
For instance, children from low-income families who live in neighborhoods and go to the same schools as kids from high-income families do, there's been less of a gap in achievement in school and things like that.
If Seattle City Council approves the program, we'd start seeing it generate affordable housing in 2017. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.